through the last two decades, Staples Center has been iconic in the world of sports and entertainment and culture. And for us, we felt like we needed a new company, a new relationship to take us into the next two decades.
This is The Playbook.
I have some of my favorite people on earth, and I can't wait to learn from them. First, I have our special guest, Steve Kalifowitz. He's the CMO for Crypto.com. And of course, our special friends, Russell Silvers, he and Nick Baker are the co-chief operating officers for the incredible AEG. Guys, welcome to The Playbook.
Great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah,
all right, guys. So, you know, I want to start with some of the iconic brands of AEG. And I thought, you know, Russ or Nick, can you give me just a litany of the highlights of, because a lot of people may not know all the iconic brands that AEG has.
Yeah, happy to dive into it. So we have a collection of, you know, over 100 different platforms, many of which are synonymous in the world of live entertainment. You know, Coachella Music and Arts Festival, the O2 in London. We have T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. We own the Los Angeles Kings and Los Angeles Galaxy. We also have a ticketing company, an Access Ticketing, which is now selling over 30 million tickets a year. And so our business is really cut into several lanes. We have our sports teams and events, our facilities and arenas, our music clubs, small music venues throughout the world. And then we have our festival business and our touring business along with ticketing. And that is really the whole ecosystem of our organization.
One thing, you know, I've been in sports a long time. I remember when you guys entered the world of sports as I was running Lee Steinberg and, you know, working where you have and knowing that you would be rising stars someday to lead the way. And, you know, one of the iconic brands that really represents Los Angeles as a whole is the Staples Center. It is the iconic brand. People have talked about it for all types of sporting events, certain other entertainment events. I mean, it's an incredible, iconic brand, but everything changes in the world. And as the world moved away from Staples, as it did away from Tower Records and other things that seem to move away, we have to have the best companies aligned with our best facilities. And, you know, why did you decide to change that name from Staples, first of all?
Well, Dave, one, thanks for having us, and it's been a pleasure, obviously, getting to know you over the last few years. When we first sat down and had the strategic initiative to move forward with a new naming rights partner, the first thing that we did is we looked inward to figure out what our own core values and beliefs are with AEG and what we wanted to get out of this naming rights partnership. So when you looked at the fan experience, when we looked at Filmthropic, you look at community initiatives, and you look at what our core values are as a company, those were the three or four things that really came to the top of the list of goals that we wanted to achieve in bringing in a new naming rights partner. We saw obviously what Crypto.com has and continues to do in the sports and entertainment space. They're extremely iconic in some of the partnerships that they have with F1 and UFC and so on, PSG and so on and so forth. So early on in the conversations with Steve, we talked about the things that are important to AEG. We talked about the things that were important to downtown Los Angeles and the iconic venue that is now Crypto.com Arena. And what was great about those early and fruitful conversations is that the things that are important to us were very important to Steve. And we were very pleased with those early conversations, and they became very synergetic conversations in that what we wanted to do together, not only now, but for the next 20 years and telling the story of our two organizations was very aligned. So we were very excited early on to realize that this could be something really, really cool, very disruptive in the world of sports and entertainment. And you saw that unfold a few weeks ago when we were able to announce this major and iconic naming rights opportunity with Crypto.com.
You know, I've dealt with a lot of naming rights deals over the years, some iconic ones, huge ones. And since I'm getting older, there's something that I created called the stage theory. And naming right deals to me have exponential value. And the companies like crypto.com that have aligned and understood that it's one thing to put that brand so you see it from every airplane flying over, every car driving by and helicopter landing on it. That's one thing. It's one thing to have it all over the 13 to 20,000 people that are there 300 nights a year. But the real value today is one that crypto.com truly understands. It's how many people are going to capture that name, modify it in a variety of ways, personal to their frequency and audience and community, amplify it across the world, and then perpetuate it in their historic pictures of the greatest night of their life at a sporting event or an entertainment event. Crypto seems to have, Steve, you know, a great understanding of the stage theory. And when you were putting this deal together, obviously companies that have budget have opportunity and choices, and they have leverage because they actually have the money to afford that unbelievable value that the AEG can provide to them. What are some of the things on your side that you felt helped this deal come together with such mutual benefit?
You know, with every one of the deals that we've done, the number one question was, is there a great partner on the other side of the table? You know, pretty much all of our deals are long-term. This is the longest term deal, 20 years. And so priority one for us was, is there going to be a partner who, you know, as Russ said, has shared values, but also someone who we're actually going to be a partner with. It's not just a, here's money, I'll see you, you know, when the contract comes up. It really, putting your name on the building is just the beginning. And so I think, you know, the way in which AEG operates, the things that they've done in the past and how they plan to run their business in the future, we saw just an awesome partner who we believe will be able to, you know, do the right thing here. You know, this is, as you said, it's an iconic, it's not just a building where things happen, right? It's an iconic place that people today have a long memory and history, memory of and history with. And we want to make sure that we respect that and enhance that moving forward. And it's only going to come because of the things that the human beings on both sides do to carry forward. I think that's probably like number one, and everything else, the next thing on the list starts at number 10.
Which is so interesting, right? To acknowledge the emotional attachment end of things. I mean, these two executives here with you, you know, understand that people buy on emotion for logical reasons and know how to utilize that, but it doesn't happen without the credibility. And in your space with crypto.com, credibility is everything, because the only resistance that people have to what you do is they question the credibility of the entire aspect of what you do, not particularly your company, but to have the credibility of AEG to put your name right on their number one iconic facility in Los Angeles, the greatest sporting town, you know, arguably, you know, I know those Boston guys will be pissed. That's okay. You know, how important was the credibility of AEG, Steve, when you were making the decision of what venue to put crypto.com on?
Very, very. I mean, it was a combination of factors, right? It's being able to put your name on a building. It's just objectively, it's something that doesn't happen that often, right? These deals tend to be long-term. And so it kind of falls into like three categories. It's either, is there a new stadium being built, right? Which comes with its own risks and timelines and issues. And, you know, are people going to care? And then there's the stadiums that are, you know, have just, they're historic stadiums that have never been branded. And so, you know, Enfield Stadium, or, you know, we could go down the list, Yankee Stadium, MSG, right? Like they could try to sell the naming rights, but no one's going to ever call them anything other than what they are. And that's something weird. So here we were sort of looking at a category of established locations with names that could be replaced. And that's a small number of spaces. And then again, a strong partner, and who, as you said, the credibility, have the vetting process, right? We want the community to feel, the local and broader community to feel that, you know, if we're there, the party who vetted us and made it happen is credible. And so, yeah, absolutely. All of those things conspired to lead towards AEG.
And you talked about that timing and risk tolerance that is always a factor when we have naming rights of new, old, and current iconic brands and stadiums. Russ and Nick, you know, for you, what is the timing of the signage change, which, you know, is critical because you have so many different types of things going on at the facility, first? And then second, you know, will the fan experience change any way at Crypto.com Arena?
Yeah. So we are in the process right now of removing all of the exterior signage throughout the entire facade of the building. Actually, yesterday, Nick and I were having lunch outside at LA Live, and there were helicopters hovering overhead. And Nick said, "Hey, what's going on?" I said, "I think they're watching the removal of the signage actually come down." And lo and behold, all over social media, the latter part of the day, there was all sorts of stories about, you know, the iconic signage getting removed. So we're currently doing that now. We're going to have all of the signage removed for Christmas Day, December 25th, Lakers, Brooklyn Nets. And then we are going to have the iconic floor changed out to Crypto.com Arena for the Lakers game on the 25th. Currently producing that or manufacturing that court right now. And then we have through summer of next year, we're going to work on all the channel lettering and the famous rooftop sign, all of that over the course from now and through an installment of months leading into summer. We're going to have the entire building changed out to Crypto.com Arena. And thanks to the help of Steve and his team, I mean, we are not only changing the signage, but we're innovating some of the experiences. So when you come into the building, it's going to look and feel vibrant and cool and new. We're really excited to be able to share the creative vision that Steve and his team are implementing into the building. So you're going to see that here from now until summer and then and beyond.
Yeah, we, you know, when you speak about growth, growth is also change. And I think that's what we were really tasked with as a company, is we wanted to evolve. And so when we looked at this opportunity for us, it was about taking the great of Staples Center and how that really helped grow all of AEG. I mean, if you go back to the inception of AEG, Mr. Anschutz founded it by buying the Kings out of bankruptcy, playing at a old outdated arena. And it was his vision with our executive leadership to build an entertainment district, which is, you know, now commonplace in sports. But that at the time was quite a vision. And through the last two decades, Staples Center has been iconic in the world of sports and entertainment and culture. And for us, we felt like we needed a new company, a new relationship to take us into the next two decades. And that ultimately will have an immense impact on the fan in great ways, even in some ways that we all don't even know, because as Steve alluded to, 20 years is a long time. So we believed in what their company and their platform, but more importantly, the people we were doing this, you know, partnership with would evolve with us and help make our business better, because we want to continue to be the leading company in live sports and entertainment. And so partnerships are how we built this business. And there's no partnership, you know, bigger as we look into the future than this iconic agreement with Crypto.com.
And it certainly is. You know, the naming and branding rights, a lot of people don't know, extend far past what their definition implies. They actually have great touch points that extend far past the building, but out into the community. So I thought we'd kind of finish off, not to copy ESPN, but go around the horn to, you know, really get your own personal views of what are those touch points that we're going to see in an impact in that community. What are the touch points that go beyond just the building that a lot of people may not realize are included in the deal or the intention of the brands to, you know, spread throughout the community in a different way than just notoriety?
I'm going to jump in here because
yeah,
I know
go around to Steven.
I know how important this is, this topic. We, the three of us and Gilad on Steve's team, we talked about this immensely in our very first conversations. And we all had a shared belief that there is a sense of responsibility from both of our organizations to do good in the communities in which we do business. And for us, it's unique. When I think about Crypto.com and what their company offers, is a secure and and you know, opportunity for financial success for individuals in a way that is very unique and trendsetting. And for us, I feel we have an impact on moments in lives for individuals that is very powerful. And those two connected to one another can enrich the lives of, you know, millions of people. And that's a really powerful thing to be connected to. And I'm certainly proud to be a part of this partnership amongst many on both of our respective teams that are going to help bring that to life.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, being able to leverage the venue, even just as a starting point for discussions, right? Because I think one of the things that I take really seriously in my job is recognizing that our name and our brand also represents the industry, right? When it, you know, when Mindy Kaling was being interviewed, I think on Access Hollywood a week or two ago, and you know, just like a random discussion, and she mentioned something about like loving the Lakers and taking her daughter to a game there, and instantly the conversation went to, hey, what do you think about the renaming of Staples Center to Crypto.com Arena? And it just sparked this whole discussion about crypto. Not about crypto.com, but about crypto, the category, you know. And Mindy was saying, hey, I've been interested in it, but I haven't had time, but I have to look into it now, because if this is what's happening, I have to understand this better. And then the host started talking about, oh yeah, I own some crypto. And the other one was like, oh, I don't have it, you know, and it became this whole conversation. And, you know, we see crypto, the category, as incredibly empowering. And it really is the next iteration of the internet. It's oftentimes referred to as Web3, where, you know, everything that we do on the internet will flow through crypto infrastructure, which fundamentally seeks to put the power back in the hands of the individuals rather than have all the value and power and control accrue to a few companies. So that's what the industry represents, and that's what we really want to help move forward, but do it in a secure, regulated and compliant manner. We don't believe in going in and, you know, being anarchistic, you know. And so I think what we've done with the building already represents that, and has already instigated a lot of conversations and elevated the place that crypto has in people's minds. And then, as Nick said, we really look forward to reaching out into the community. You know, this we only announced this, I think, 2.5 weeks ago. It's pretty wild to think about that. But we already have a lot of plans in place to work with the local community, and then also the communities like further beyond who will be touched by seeing or experiencing the crypto.com arena, elevating education, elevating conversations, helping people experience crypto for the first time and what they could do with it. So yeah, there's a lot of plans in place.
I would say two things: education and engagement. We have a responsibility to educate all of the fans about the platform, about what crypto.com and to Steve's point, what the entire industry is going to do, and how we can educate the fans about what the platform is. And then secondly is engagement. I think that when you look at blockchain, when you look at NFTs, and you look at the platform that Steve has built and the amazing opportunities that are ahead of us, we have a unique opportunity to talk and create a new experience for the fan that is coming not only to crypto.com arena, but to the LA Live campus in a way that we haven't done before. And I think that's the most exciting thing about what this partnership is going to leverage, is that we are going to fundamentally change the fan experience, and it's going to make it much more exciting to come down to the property, to come down to the campus. And we are looking forward to be able to tell that story, educate fans, and engage with fans in a way we haven't before.
I mean, if I could add to that, you know, back to an earlier question, you know, one of the most appealing things about working with AEG at the crypto.com arena specifically is the diversity of attendance, right? So like the Grammy, like all the news for the last 2 weeks has been that the Grammys are being broadcast live from the crypto.com arena. And so once again, you know, there's the sport context, and then there's two different basketball teams, men's basketball teams, there's a women's basketball team, there's a hockey team, right? So like you're going into different sports and different types of fans, and then you're going into music and concerts and comedy, and, you know, just the variety of people who will come through that building and experience it really gives us an opportunity to cut through a wide variety of people, and, you know, really have that conversation with an amazing number of people.
Yeah, we talked a lot about that in orchestrating this deal. And I think one of the words that we all used was, this is a cultural partnership, right? This is a cultural relationship that will spark involvement from various cultures, but also impact those cultures with this opportunity. And that could be experiencing a live sporting event, or it could be in the community, or it could be at your home, or updating, you know, a loved one on opportunities that they now have through this financial platform that otherwise, you know, to Steve's point, would have never been known. And so I think the responsibility is really to have a cultural impact.
And as a final, sorry, just as,
no,
as a
final, please keep going.
I literally just had a call just before this this one, and someone was telling me that they saw our commercial, the one we have with Matt Damon on, and with our line, "Fortune favors the brave," and you know it ends with our logo. And he said it was so interesting for him because his 9-year-old son said, "What is that? What is crypto?" And he said it was so interesting that he had to like explain to his son what money is. And like what it means to own your own money and the difference between gold and silver and banknotes and now what crypto means and will mean in the future. And, you know, when I think about the crypto.com arena and how, you know, there's going to be like, you know, children's events there. And while I'm not in the business of marketing to children, I think it is great that, you know, as we say, the diversity of attendance at this venue and the fact that people naturally will start talking about it and that crypto is a cultural movement more than anything. It's a culture shift of how we see money and our relationship, not just with money, but with each other and how we trade and how we transfer things. I think it's a net positive that and we have a strong responsibility to make sure that people have the tools, as Russ said, education and engagement. People have the tools to have these conversations and get their questions answered.
Yeah, the financial literacy aspect is an exceptional add-on to the relationship, but also the community impact that it will have, which is desperately needed. So maybe crypto.com is the answer that we've been looking for to help the youth in just becoming financially literate, because in order to understand crypto itself, we have to understand money, which is an important aspect. Well, I'll tell you what, listening to all three of you just reminds me that I'm definitely in the right room for two reasons. One, I always say if I'm the smartest one in the room, I'm in the wrong room. So I know I'm in the right room with you three geniuses. But most importantly, I believe in values. And as I'm listening to all three of you and knowing both of your companies really well, some of the values that you all share and one that I inspire and empower especially entrepreneurs to think about is the ability to think clearly, to be resourceful, to stay determined, to dream big, which is a huge one for me coming from nothing. I always say you can't ask often enough or big enough. Take ownership and be decisive. And then finally, most importantly to me, remain radically humble. And you three represent in your companies all of those values. And I want to thank you for everything that you're doing for the sports world, but more importantly, for the entire world. We look forward to many great things from both of you and your all three of you and your companies. I want to thank you again, Nick, Russ, Steve.